With the COVID-19 pandemic causing many federal agencies to shift towards remote working environments, the Department of Veterans Affairs was able to pivot quickly to help ensure mission success in what has been a challenging 2020. For this special episode of the FedHealth Identity Podcast series, we are speaking with Dave Catanoso, who is the director of the Enterprise Cloud Solutions Office at the Department of Veterans Affairs, who will discuss how the VA has enabled remote working and much more. And Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's kick it off at the top. If you don't mind, tell us about your overall role at the VA and how it has changed, if applicable, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Sure. I'm happy to do that. So my role at the VA is direct the VA Enterprise Cloud Solutions Office. And that office is responsible for being, think of it sort of as a cloud center of excellence or a center of expertise. And we also build and operate the VA Enterprise Cloud, which is an enterprise level consisting of cloud service providers, Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure. And we use those two cloud service providers to present a common enterprise cloud capability to the enterprise for use for a variety of either housing applications that are built from scratch in the cloud or migrated from legacy hosting platforms into the cloud. And of course, we then leverage that cloud in our response to COVID-19. I wouldn't say our role changed as part of the COVID-19 response. It was intensified and became a critical bit of functionality that the VA was able to take advantage of in very short order to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. But our role remained the same. It just intensified.
Got it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if you don't mind, let's dive in and tell us about your efforts to help really enable the remote workforce at the VA.
So our role in doing that was to provide infrastructure quickly and to enable cloud-based capabilities as rapidly as possible in two real fronts. One was telework, which was an VA employee, staff member, contractor that needed to work remotely to have access to their normal VA desktop and any tools and applications they would need access to. And then the second was to assist in making telehealth capability more available and increase the capacity to support telehealth visits. So those were the two areas that we really are drilled in on during the COVID-19 pandemic, among other things. But those were, I would say, our two biggest contributions.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that rundown there. And let's talk a little bit about, because you kind of answered my next question, but I might tweak it a little bit. So the next question was really about how you enabled this. And I think we covered that here in the response. But what role did security and providing a seamless user experience, especially when it comes to interacting with VA applications, come into play during this process?
So the Enterprise Cloud Solutions Office is part of the larger infrastructure operations team in our IT operations, part of our Office of Information Technology. So we're really part of a larger team that delivers all the IT services to the VA. And so we enable the capability that was existing, which was mostly delivered with on-prem hardware and equipment, a two-pronged approach, right? So we scaled the hardware side. In parallel, we expanded capacity and enabled our Citrix Access Gateways, for example, to be hosted in the cloud, along with additional expansion of our Citrix farms. So all those operated within our security boundary for the VA Enterprise Cloud or our on-prem security boundaries. And from a user perspective, the secure mechanisms that we use to secure those desktops provided by Citrix, for example, were the same. They logged in through the same interface. They had the same identity and access management techniques were used to validate it was a valid user and their password PIN were correct. Everything that was used to secure the environment before we migrated or expanded to the cloud is continuing in the cloud. So we do a great job, I think, of maintaining a seamless security environment across our hosting options.
That's great. And if you don't mind, tell us about the specific challenges that you all encountered, essentially in working to ensure that VA healthcare providers who are practicing remotely in this new environment have secure access to the necessary clinical applications to ultimately ensure that care for veterans has not been impacted.
So in our on-prem remote work capability prior to expanding it into the cloud, we have teams that are responsible for it, and other offices, not ours, but are responsible for ensuring that the desktops that are provided to the clinical workers have the right applications and that they function in accordance with, you know, the way the application is designed to work and that they can access that remotely just like they can on-prem. And so all we did was extend that capability into the cloud, and the same mechanisms that were used to test and validate a desktop was fully functional, had all the right applications, were just replicated to verify that against our cloud environments. And as we migrated batches of users to use the cloud resources, those same processes and techniques to test and validate the functionality were used. So we really just took advantage of existing capability and operated them at a much higher rate of migration and adoption than we were before because we had to, right? I mean, as you can imagine, that the COVID pandemic came at us very quickly and the demand for remote users scaled up very rapidly. At the same time, you know, we had to purchase hardware and get that in at a very rapid pace, get that installed. We had to make sure that these cloud service providers could meet our demand for cloud resources. And we had a lot of cooperation from vendors across the ecosystem as well. I'm not sure that totally answers your question.
Yeah, no, that was great. Appreciate that feedback there. And tell us about, you know, did you all find that the hybrid environment, cloud and on-prem approach worked well during this transition period?
It really did. It gave us, you know, think of it, we had to minimize risk, right? We didn't know how fast the pandemic was going to come at us, and we didn't know which environment was going to be able to scale faster. Would we run into a supply chain issue because manufacturing plants were closed because workers couldn't report to work due to the virus? Or would since everybody in the country was moving to a cloud-based technologies and remote workforce, would the CSPs be swamped? And normally you don't have to worry about CSPs being able to keep up with demand, but in this case, it would be an unusual spike that even they might not be able to keep up with, or their suppliers might not be able to keep up with. So we really didn't know where we might run into problems. So we basically hedged our bets and made sure we went with every technology stack we had available. We applied that to the problem. So we rapidly expanded our on-prem capability and capacity. At the same time, we drove to make sure we had scalable capacity in both CSPs because we wanted to make sure if one CSP couldn't meet the demand in a given region or location, another one could. And then on top of that, we looked at cloud-native technologies like Windows Virtual Desktop and Amazon Workspaces to get those ready to go in the event that we have a second COVID surge and we need to expand even more rapidly. So we did everything we could to make sure we would stay ahead of any demand the VA would be required to meet as part of the nation's, respond as our fourth mission at the VA, which is to back up the nation's healthcare system.
Yeah, that's excellent. So, you know, overall, how are you all working to ensure that the combination of cloud and on-prem resources operate as one seamless tech experience for end users?
Well, that's kind of our operating principle, right? I mean, the maximum extent possible, we use the same login methodologies when it makes sense, or at least there's the patterns of logging in are similar. We use the same identity and access controls. We use very common security controls across the environments, or our teams know how to pivot from one set of tools to another when they're maintaining or supporting an environment. So from an end user experience, you know, they can know that they're in one location or the other, but it doesn't give them a different set of capabilities in most cases. Or if they do get a different set of capabilities, they know how they're trained and how to use them to, you know, in that particular situation.
Yeah, great. You know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, COVID potentially living on. It's certainly out there in the news cycle. And from your perspective, do you see remote working being a common thing for the future of the VA, I guess, now and even in whenever we get to the post-pandemic environment?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to the VA from a personnel or an HR standpoint, but I think we've kind of looked at it from an IT standpoint that we have to be ready to support it. It certainly looks like the mode of working has been proven to be effective. We've all been working, many of us have been working remotely since the pandemic started and have been able to do our jobs, right? So it looks like it's a new capability that's here to stay at a more intense level, and we're preparing to, you know, be ready to support that here at OIT at the VA.
That's great. You know, Dave, really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed today?
No, other than the state that, you know, IT modernization is an important part of our CIO and the VA Secretary's mission, and we're here to support that and ultimately support our veterans, which is what the VA mission is all about. So we're happy to be able to participate in that and do that for the country.
Awesome. Well, this concludes this special episode of the FedHealth Identity Podcast Series, where we spoke with Dave Cantinoso, who's the director of the Enterprise Cloud Solutions Office at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And as you heard, Dave was kind enough to share his insights into how the VA enabled remote working at the agency and much, much more. And Dave, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Happy to provide the information.